cool, and I like intellectual because I'm able to talk. Like I'm not having any like.
All right, mother.
I don't see anything, you know. Just
brothers, sisters, and fathers. Whoever's listening out there, this is double, episode 6.
Getting you that double header, son. You go in the fucking in and out, order that double cheese.
Get that McDouble, because they cheapen you out.
Yep.
We're here with Kevin Love from the Minnesota Timberwolves.
K-Dabs.
Nah, we're here with K-Dab.
All right. I actually got called that a lot.
Oh, Kevin Garnett, what's up?
Really?
Yeah. He actually became my favorite basketball player for a really, really long
really?
Time.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's why... the Suns are my favorite basketball team, but as like good basketball teams, and they're not even that good right now. It's the Celtics.
Yeah.
So, and it was kind of because of Kevin Garnett.
So you liked him when he was on the Timberwolves?
Huh?
When he was on Timberwolves?
When he was on the Timberwolves, when I initially
when
liked
he was
him.
Young?
Yeah, man. He was nasty on the Timberwolves.
He was, dude. He was dunking on fools.
Damn.
Dunking on. He was mean too. He still is. He's mellowed out. I was like, damn, there's a young KG.
Young Dusty KG. Old bones.
Dusty old bones.
Now he's just old as
fuck. Yeah, did you hear that Doc Rivers once, or they met, like, they're talking about Doc Rivers going to the Clippers?
Doc Rivers going to the Clippers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of Del Negro.
Damn, they're like,
I think they should have gave him another year.
Yeah.
Maybe at least one more year.
I don't know why they got rid of him.
Because they made it to the finals this year. I mean, they didn't make it any farther.
Conference.
Cool. Well, yeah, not even the conference, just the finals in general, but yeah, they made it farther, or as far as they got last year, so why not give another try, see if they can get a little farther.
They didn't give another
They
try.
Didn't give up on George Karl. That nigga's coach of the
They're
year.
Like, we want champions. Doc Rivers got a championship. He's got a ring, baby. We're trying
George
Karl
deserved a ring.
You know what? They're just trying to get more rings back to L.A. L.A. needs some rings. It's been a while.
So
they've been dry.
We need some more rings because I guess the stadium don't got enough jerseys hanging up.
Yep. We need some Clippers jerseys.
Why are these fans here? There should be jerseys.
Times are changing. You think D. Howard's going to stay?
I don't want him to stay, nigga. Nobody wants him to stay. We need... What's going on with Andrew Bynum?
Yeah, what the fuck? He's injured.
Yeah, but remember in the beginning of the season, everybody on... Sports thing was just talking about Andrew Bynum.
Everybody.
How sad it was. How Andrew Bynum was just wasting everybody's money and shit. What kind of upset that was. And then they just.
That's crazy.
Know.
You know
right
what?
Off.
You know what I just thought about right now? If you listen to all that, like, for a player, and listen to all that negativity, and have that shit attracted to you, that shit's gonna make you do terrible. I'm sorry. I just had to break into that.
That's why you gotta just not listen.
I know.
So, I'm sorry. I'm about to totally switch off topics right here. From basketball to totally switching off topics, but fuck. I was supposed to kick it with my girl, dude, and she's from Phoenix, man. I was sorry. Hey, I'm tripping off shrooms right now, so everyone here, it's a little bit funny for me to talk right now, but I was supposed to go kick it with my girl today. Yeah, she was coming into town, and then I got shrooms earlier, dude, and I took them, and I still thought that I was gonna kick it with my girl. I'm feeling these shrooms pretty hard, and I'm sorry, but she's gonna have to wait till tomorrow.
You're apologizing.
I
hope you accept his apology.
Yeah. Well, she ain't. I hope she ain't listening, dude. Cause...
Probably not. But, you know, just, I hope she accepts your apology. Yeah, that was
because
way off topic. That was something that you were thinking about.
That was deep down in the
soul.
That was pain in him.
That was
deep
a chip
down the
on
soul.
Your shoulder,
like, God damn.
That was a chip on your shoulder right there.
None of these people think you bad. Like a bad person, nigga.
Yeah.
We all on your team.
Yeah. It happens. When you get too stoned. All the time.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta let your phone die.
Be bowler.
Yeah. Just get too stoned, man.
Dude, I'm not too stoned right now. I am too fucking
and you keep going. He keeps going and going.
And it's not a lot of visions. It's not a lot of visions. I just got to take it to know what I'm feeling right now.
I wish I could know what you're feeling right now, dude. I really, really wish. If I didn't have the car right now and I have to go pick up Adrian.
I think I know how he's feeling, man.
I'll call my guy up, dude, and
Well, it doesn't have to be right now, but
No, not right now, but like if you're ever looking for future trips within like the next week. I know this guy is not gonna be having him for too long because
nobody ever has him for too long. Yeah. Dude. Nobody ever has him for too long. It's like when they're in season.
I hate that, dude. You never
don't
gotta
you hate
connect.
It? Because when you want, like, I've been wanting shrooms for, like, dude, the past couple months now, I've been wanting to get shrooms, and everyone I've been trying to hit up can't get them. I don't know how to get them. I mean, I knew this one dude. This dude's like, oh, yeah, I can get some shrooms. My boy Gray. But then, I don't know, stop contacting him or something.
It always sucks when you don't have the actual person's number. You have to go through a connect.
Yeah.
Or you have to go through a middleman.
No one ever finds shrooms off a close friend. Because I know this because I'll have, like, people that I don't ever even talk to, like, on Facebook. Hey, man, can you get shrooms?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, just random, like, no, they're my friends on Facebook, but just, like, I never talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, and that's, no, people, hey, the shrooms random people hit you up on Facebook for shit. It's like, I used to get, people used to hit me up on Facebook, hey, do you know where to get some syrup? I'm like, nah, nigga.
Dude.
Nah, I don't. You'd be the first one I'd hit up.
I'm trying to get my easy on.
The yeah, shrooms that I like, took right now are from like a random guy.
Really? Close friends don't just hit up random people.
Nah, you know. That is a fact.
That's fiending.
Yeah, you're like, hey. Yeah, that's real fiending. That's kind of weird.
That's Mr. Feeny.
Feeny.
Yeah, dude, I was fiending on fucking... I saw a few friends that I've known that have done it before, so I hit them up and... Instantly, dude, one guy hits me up and he's like, hey, yeah, oh, I got him.
Really? Like, you hit him up on Facebook or you hit him up, like, in your contacts?
I didn't even have him as a friend on my contacts, dude. Damn. I knew the guy, but not that close, you know what I mean?
Search.
Yeah, but I hit him up on Facebook and I was like, hey, dude, please tell me you know where to get shrooms. Yeah, dude, I actually got him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was a long drive, really? But...
Damn. So I'm watching Zombieland right now. Or is that what it's called? Landland, right?
Yep.
The movie's fucking awesome.
Rule 32.
Imagine if we fucking had zombies.
Zombieland Rule 32, nigga. You gotta live your life by it.
Yeah.
Appreciate the smaller things.
Yeah. Oh,
it's also
the smaller things.
Yeah, it's
I
also
couldn't even picture zombies right now, dude. Fuck
no. That's the least of our worries. And you got people out there fucking worrying about that shit. Seriously? Like that dude that ate that dude's face off? What the fuck, though? What was that, man? That dude was so hard.
Oh, bath salts? That nigga didn't buy those bath salts at Sprouts.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
Dude, there wasn't even bath salts in it. And I don't
That's what I'm thinking, dude. I don't think it was bath salts.
It was all in his head, dude. It was all in his head, I think. I heard that it was actually marijuana when they did the studies on him to.
I mean, they could say shit. They said my brother was on bath salts.
Right there.
My brother wasn't on bath salts.
Motherfuckers, man. They don't even know. Like,
they'll just see you, throw out a fucking label.
What Joe Rogan, from listening to Joe Rogan, he says that all these political leaders, all these people who run for office, any kind of congressman, should experience psychedelics first before anything.
Because they just call it the same thing, like they don't know what LSD is, they don't know what shrooms
are. They've never
experienced They think it's
this
just
shit.
One thing.
They've
like,
never experienced this
You
shit.
Can't judge something unless you've experienced it, huh?
I hate that there isn't research into this, because right now, dude, I'm...
There's research, it's just the people in charge don't let that research come to life, so they dumb it down.
Alex Gray, he was on Joe Rogan, right? He was talking about how, I think it was him or somebody else, but this dude believed that bacteria came down from an asteroid, like another planet or another living culture sent something on a meteor to fucking...
What? Bacteria?
Yeah, bacteria. Damn. Some sort of bacteria that formed us and shit. And like.
Oh, shit, yeah. So when we were a giant molten rock. Okay, so we're a giant molten rock, the beginning of Earth, and then we don't... I guess we might have... No, we don't have an ozone yet, but something came out from a
meteor.
Yeah,
because Earth was still young.
Yeah, so a meteor comes, lands on Earth, bam, the shit that's on the meteor is now on
Earth. It's bacteria,
Earth.
Dude.
Yeah, it's bacteria on Earth, and that eventually grows into fucking...
Bacteria grows into life. Bacteria is life, basically. So
grows
into
moss, grows into grass, grows into trees, grows into the fucking...
We're a walking organism, or maybe something of bacteria. We're a walking body of bacteria.
Actually, no. Take all that back, it probably fell in the ocean. 100% probably fell in the ocean. That's where all shit started.
Yeah, because shit... Yeah,
it's interesting when you go to college. I like the shit college. It's interesting when you go to college because they start breaking down life for you right there. Like, Western Civs breaks down this. I had a plant biology class, and that was plant biology. I went in there for weed, and I didn't know how much of like an effect towards, like, because it told me the evolution of plants, and that's before humans or anything.
Dude.
So when you see the evolution of plants, you're actually seeing the evolution of life, because I even went under plants. I saw the evolution of microorganisms, and this world was the first organisms created were created off sulfur. It was in the water.
Yeah,
there was
really?
Sulfur in
the
water.
Water from the magma.
Something.
Yeah, it
something
has to
like
have that.
From magma. I took a geology class.
So did I.
There
I
you go.
Send
so,
the time, dog. Not 99%.
Yeah,
because
my plant biologist is not
going to. But yeah, but I took a geology class, basically. I guess that could be believable.
Yeah.
Cracking the earth.
Exactly.
The tectonic shifting. Bam.
That's
magma.
All it does.
Magma burns that shit. Sulfur, magma. Right next to it.
Yeah,
because you smell sulfur when you go to a volcano.
Because after sulfur, that's when prokaryotes started. Yeah, go for it. That's when prokaryotes, you know prokaryotes are?
Yeah.
Cells without a nucleus. That's when they started coming out, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And that's the first thing of life right there. Nobody wants to take it in. Christians don't even want to believe that
dude.
Shit because it already collapses their religion.
I don't like religion, dude. I don't really like religion.
It's a dirty word.
Religion is a chain. It's a chain
it's
that
like
can
a,
hold
like,
you down.
It's like fucking cults,
if you take
dude.
It, if
like
you just, take it so literal that,
it
make
it
it, that you fucking let it take over your life, then it's just going to chain you down. You have to take the lessons. You got to take everything that you're learning and they're like how to act as a person, how to perform as a person,
you can
say how to like love your
religion.
Neighbor, yeah, how to love yourself, how to find that inner light, and you got to shine that on other people like you're being taught to.
Third eye, bitches.
You're not supposed to know. Yeah, you can know the Bible, quote the Bible, tell me about the stories all you want, but if you're not doing what the stories told you to do, then
don't
what's
come
the
at
point?
Me with that bullshit.
What's the point?
Don't come at me with that fake ass bullshit, you fucking hypocrite.
Seriously, dude.
Man.
Seriously.
I don't know. Fuck, man. How did religion come to be, man? Shit is like.
Religion came to be? Basically,
corrupted.
A long time ago, they would see things like, yo, this is a storm coming. Why is there a storm coming? Well, I don't know. Obviously, there's
shit.
Something controlling
imagine,
this shit.
Imagine if
right?
the world, if the whole world.
I always
all...
like to break it down to Egyptian and Greek, because Egyptian and Greek both fucking.
Yeah.
They borrow from each other. And so what the founders of this nation did was take a lot of things from the Egyptians, like the judges with the long hair. That's from the Egyptians wearing those, you know, Tutankhamun,
well,
how he has that fucking hat on that has, you know, goes to his shoulders.
I don't know. American
stuff
is
like
for, is just a melting pot of different cultures, dude.
No, but if you look back on it, there are a lot of things that they took from Egypt and then they hid because Egypt's part of Africa.
Damn.
You don't want to take ideas from Africa.
No.
But that's just that's just 1776 America, nigga.
Yep.
What I'm getting to is the religions of Africa, or not Africa, wow, Egypt and Greece, I really like to dabble into that shit because they're so similar. Like
just mythologies,
man.
Yeah. Babylon.
There are similar stories, like the story of Persephone going down to Hades. That's why they have fall.
Yep.
There's actually a story in Egypt too that's very similar to the story of Osiris and Isis. Do you know the story of Osiris, Set and Isis? Osiris is the god of the dead, but the dead isn't really that bad. It's just all the other side of the river Styx.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, Norse and Greek mythology also have a river Styx. But
damn.
In Egypt, the river Styx is the Nile River, and so the other side of it is where death is, and that's where Osiris is. His wife is Isis, and he has a brother named Set. Set is the crocodile god. This dude just fights everything. He's just hate and all
damn.
The bad intentions. He cuts up Osiris and hides him everywhere. And hides him. And so Isis has to travel the world and find the parts of Osiris that are locked in chests and stuff. Taking this back to Greece, Persephone had a mother. I can't remember her name. But Hades said, yo, if you want to have your daughter back, you have to go and find these pieces and these chests all around. So it all goes together. And maybe the story isn't really logically like, yo, okay, so they cut them off. They had to find these pieces.
Yeah.
But it's, hey, if you have determination, yo, this is why the seasons are changing, because there are deceit and there's spite and people go around killing their brother. But if you are the opposite of that, your seasons aren't changing. You're going to have summer all year long. Shit yeah. like that.
Damn. That's really thoughtful.
That's some shit I don't really talk about. But yeah. you know. Some shit.
Shit. That's Wait. Some good shit.
Anybody got 2 cents?
Appreciate that.
I got 2 cents real quick about shrooms.
Put it in the pot.
Put it in the pot.
It's not hallucinations that you're seeing. It's actual life breaking down to you in its clearest form. I'm looking at my hands to what I think is a is an illusion or whatever.
Go ahead.
Go for it. Fucking and I could see like blood. I could see like my blood right here, dude, and I could see that under the blood cells.
You mean like the layer of skin under your hand?
Yeah, dude, it's just like,
yeah, this is all it is like a coating, a protective coating that we have on our bodies. It's crazy.
I'm so flabbergasted right now. It's just,
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Well,
I
that's
was gonna say something.
Gotta be flabbergasted with life. That's what life is. A lot of shit's happening, and if you're not flabbergasted at shit that's happening, you're breathing the same air that fucking dinosaurs breathe. Like we're inhaling.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy,
dude. We're made out of a bunch of living beings. Like cells. Like we never realize that each cell is a living being.
Osmosis like, Jones.
Osmosis like, Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
They all have their jobs. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? They all do their duties.
And they talk to
each other.
To
keep your body going.
Just like how there's animals, our cells, and we don't even realize this, but there's animals.
It's like a community in there. You know what I'm saying?
There's living
like
beings inside us, dude.
Yeah.
We are living beings.
Little microorganisms.
We are the ant farm, nigga.
All these living beings, like all the tissue.
It's
just
all this traveling. But no, keep going. The tissue, keep going.
Like cells, you know? Like, we're
yeah.
made out of a bunch of cells, but the cells themselves are life forms, so what does that make us, and what does that make life, dude?
Because see, how do you produce this? How do you produce thought and consciousness?
If the cell's job is to make us satisfied, then what's our job? Like, who are we gonna satisfy
well,
ourselves?
I don't know, man. They're making robots that can do that, and that's the scariest thought in the world.
I don't know. That'd be so hard to make a computer.
To
I
make
mean,
a computer? They have plenty
no,
of computers
that
can
no,
do
No, to produce consciousness.
Dude. Oh, okay. Maybe not consciousness, but they have plenty of computers Ooh. That can think for themselves at that extent. I'm pretty sure. In Japan, they have these. It's like tablets,
yeah.
but basically they're working on it. It's just like, you know, you're reading it with your hand and you fucking, you're reading it and then you actually zoom in and then knows the exact part that you zoomed in at. So it just enlarges
Damn,
that one
sick.
Screen somewhere else. This is like
Whoa.
Tony Stark house kind of technology.
Damn.
So it enlarges that like at a different angle. So you look somewhere else and you're like, okay, you throw that back on the fucking book or some shit. If they can make that, I'm fully.
I actually heard. No, go ahead. Keep.
No, I was going to say, I fully believe that they can make a conscious and animate being.
There is off that kind of topic right now, but I heard that in Japan that they made a fucking sort of like an invisibility cloak that they used.
Oh, I saw
what?
That.
Yeah, I read
that,
it.
I read it
in a magazine in elementary school.
I remember that back in the day. It was kind of like a green screen. A textbook. I thought it was a textbook.
No, I read it in like, it was like in time, not time. It was.
It was old.
It was maybe, I don't know what it was, but it was a good magazine, and then I was on the back, dude. It was had a little picture in it, and it showed the invisibility.
And they were just walking on this sidewalk or some shit.
Dude, yeah, I think like the military has it or some shit like that. It's crazy.
Think. If you had invisibility powers, what would you do? Would you steal? Would you not use them?
Use them to benefit you?
Dude.
I need somewhere that I could just think to myself and just totally break down in quiet space, and I think that would be my truck. Or would it look weird if I was just outside of my truck just chilling?
You could sit in the smoke room.
Yeah,
in the smoke room.
Yeah, the smoke room.
That way you
we just lost Kevin.
Too.
Kevin's
Entertain him. I'm gonna take this motherfucker to the smoke room.
I know where it's at.
No. Yeah, he.
All right, so I'm out of here. I really got a lot that I want to say, but I don't know the next time that I'm gonna be able to afford shrooms, and I really promised that I would meditate. So I better go meditate before I forget.
Yeah, dude.
Peace, third eye.
Be one with
third
you.
Third eye.
Be one with energy.
Check my brother CJ's podcast coming out soon. One third.
Feel
one
the
love,
universe's energy
eye.
And its vibes.
Don't be third eye blind.
Yeah, so Kevin's just on that consciousness shit. He's going to meditate, be one with himself, one with the universe. I've tried meditating, man. Meditating's fucking hard. It really is hard to quiet your mind.
Do you know what I do?
What?
Okay, to meditate.
I've tried focusing on my breathing.
Basically.
Just in and out, in and out, in and out.
Okay.
But not that fast.
To meditate, basically what I do is, do you know the Pharaoh's pose? Do you do the Pharaoh's pose when you meditate?
What?
Okay, you sit back, arch your back, put your hands facing each other inside your thigh, and then arch your back, stick your chest out. And then your fucking chin to your heart. This is how the pharaohs sat. That's why when you see that pyramids and shit outside, this is how they're sitting. Chin to the heart, and then I close my eyes, and I picture, you know, warmness inside. Think of something that I love. I focus on my feet.
Damn, I could
meditate. No, wait.
I can meditate right now, son.
I focus on my feet, what my feet are connected to, the ground, what the ground's connected to, everything. And then I just chant the mantra, I am an infinite being. I am an infinite being inside my mind. And eventually, I'm meditating.
I want to meditate now, dude. Kevin's got a great fucking idea going on.
You guys have to get your third eye. Nice.
I want to meditate right now. Damn you, Corey.
All right. This is episode...
Yeah, just a quick episode.
We're going to change this episode 5.6.
5.6.
5.6.
Reaching it up a little bit, but not too much. But we're on that next level. Getting
third eye.
Next level shit, bitches.
Later. Later.